CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. New information on the New Year's Day pickup truck attack in New Orleans.
This was an act of terrorism. It was premeditated and an evil act.
The FBI's Deputy Assistant Director of Counterterrorism, Christopher Rea, says videos Shamsuddin Jabbar posted to social media before the incident show he was, quote, 100% inspired by ISIS. And he says Jabbar acted alone. Correspondent Nicole Skanga.
They took five devices from locations that they searched and the scene. Two laptops, three phones. They have scoured those call records and those messages. They say they are confident that there were no accomplices here. In addition to that, they found two viable IEDs, improvised explosive devices, one on the intersection of Bourbon and Orleans Street in a cooler, another one two blocks away.
Rea says they were placed there by Jabbar himself. And we're learning more about the 14 victims. CBS's Nicole Valdez.
Among the victims killed were 28-year-old former Princeton University football star Tiger Besh and Reggie Hunter, a 37-year-old father of two.
This hurts. This is terrible. And like, we want as much justice for him as we possibly can get.
New Orleans police say they are ramping up their security protocols after the city temporarily removed protective barriers designed to block traffic.
City officials plan to reopen Bourbon Street, where the attack took place, before the Sugar Bowl gets underway at the Superdome in 3 hours from now. CBS's Scott McFarlane says President Biden is meeting with his Homeland Security team.
About whatever threats remain from New Orleans or from Las Vegas. You recall the president drew some connective tissue last night between the Las Vegas investigation and the New Orleans investigation, which the FBI just severed now.
Officials say there is no link with the Cybertruck explosion in Las Vegas that killed the driver. Mr. Biden will hand out the Presidential Citizens Medals later today.
The recipients include a woman who argued for marriage equality in front of the U.S. Supreme Court and an NBA champion. But it is the award to Liz Cheney, the ranking Republican on the House committee that investigated the January 6th attack, and the chairman of the committee, Democrat Benny Thompson, who are likely to stir consternation from President-elect Donald Trump. He has made no secret of his disdain for Cheney in particular, saying she should be prosecuted. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Mortgage rates are rising. Freddie Mac says the benchmark 30-year fixed rate loan rose to 6.91% last week, up from 6.62 a year ago. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A Pleasant Prairie man was arrested for a sexual assault at Carthage College. Kenosha police say 24-year-old Brandon Wilson was wanted for the alleged assault back in November. The suspect, who was not a student, allegedly bypassed security at a campus building before assaulting a female student and running off. Wilson faces charges of second-degree sexual assault, resisting arrest, and disorderly conduct. And people who aren't even in Southeast Wisconsin are being targeted with a scam connected to the Brew City. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
A text message scam in Milwaukee is tricking people into believing they've got unpaid parking tickets. The text trickery involves the use of malicious links that could compromise personal data and financial information. Officials are advising folks to ignore and delete the messages. There's also a reminder that the city of Milwaukee never communicates about parking tickets via text.
You might have spent lots of time with your family over the last 2 weeks. That can be joyous or stressful, and often a little bit of both. So could setting boundaries help avoid some of that extra stress? Here's Lisa Hale.
Dealing with stress at the holidays is bad enough. There's the hustle and the bustle. But add to it the less than pleasant political conversations that may pop up with extended family and friends, and it can be really tough. Kimberly Johnson of Johnson Counseling says keeping an open mind can help, as can setting boundaries at the start of an event.
if you have somebody that's open and willing to accept what you want to say, my saying is curious, not furious. So be curious, you know, okay, well, you voted for this person. Why? What do you think about this? What about that? Questions. And rather than getting angry and frustrated. And the other thing is that if there is a boundary, set it.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brooklyn Nets are back in Milwaukee, taking on the Bucks at Fiserv Forum. The two teams played just a week ago. The Nets won that one, 111-105. The NFL has named three Packers players to the Pro Bowl: safety Xavier McKinney, running back Josh Jacobs, and defensive end Rashawn Gary. Meanwhile, Jair Alexander's season is over. He had to have his right knee scoped Tuesday. After weeks of swelling and pain, he suffered a torn PCL back in October against the Jaguars. Head coach Matt LaFleur:
it's unfortunate. It is what it is. I feel for him. Obviously, he was trying to get his knee right. It wasn't getting right. And so, yeah, it's a tough deal for all of us.
Packers quarterback Jordan Love:
that's tough. Anytime, you know, you talk about season-ending injuries, guys not being able to come back, it's tough. I'm going to be praying for John, and hopefully he can recover. But, yeah, it's tough. You know, I feel for the guy, you know, definitely wants to be out there. So it's tough.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Sunny today with high temperatures reaching the mid-20s. As winds become feisty overnight tonight and throughout tomorrow, dragging our temperatures down to highs near 20. Slapping a wind chill on top of that, it's really going to be feeling more like the single digits. But we'll be sitting pretty under abundant sunshine the entire weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
Scarborough Fair, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Snow-crested brown, without no steam or night. Words, the child of romance, and she'll be a true love of mine. Strands and polishes of gold, she'll be a true love of mine. Tell her to reap it in a sickle willow's blazing in scarlet battalion. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine.
Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
I'm Dan Marcus. Later this hour, another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget. This one from the Fifth Dimension. Minutes away on WRJN.
To Preservation Hall, local news and timeless hits.
Because I'm Right on.
Local news, timeless hits on WRJN. Packers square off against the Bears. And the Packers want every victory we can get going into the playoffs. And we are in the playoffs. So stand by for that Packer-Bear game Sunday here on WRJN. Sponsored by Easy Mobility Solutions, southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility. Lee's Deli, serving up tasty rewards and Racine's best sandwiches for over 50 years. Gabriel the Promoter, online at gabrielpromotes.com. And by Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. It's the Bears and the Packers. The Bears, the Packers. Starts Sunday at 10 with the pregame here on WRJN.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Holiday celebrations continue at O&H Danish Bakery. And a tasty way to welcome the new year is with O&H's Strawberry Champagne Kringle. It's filled with smooth cheesecake and a delicious layer of strawberry filling. Then O&H's champagne-flavored icing is sprinkled with crisp white chocolate pearls. Resolve to get one this week. O&H Danish Bakery wishes you and yours a happy, healthy, and prosperous 2025. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff, they just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you gotta stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
There's a lot going on here at WRJN, and we want to keep you up to date so you don't miss a thing. From music stories, from news, from contests, to all the events going on around Racine, we'll keep you up to date not only on the air, but with our new WRJN newsletter. Simply go to WRJN.com. You'll find a place to enter your email address, and then we'll start sending you a weekly email to keep you up to date on all things WRJN. WRJN.
Walking down the street.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, with another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget. Forgotten song from the Fifth Dimension on the way roughly 20 minutes from now on WRJN.
You think that I don't feel love, but what I feel for you is real love. In others' eyes I see reflected, I hurt, scorn, rejected love, child. Never meant to be.
Dream believer and a
Daydream Believer, with Davy Jones singing lead for the Monkees. Stuart J. Waddell's no Davy Jones, but he does have the day off today. And in his place, to bring you up to speed on what's going on, Savannah Tome Olson in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. A Pleasant Prairie man was arrested for a sexual assault at Carthage College. Kenosha police say 24-year-old Brandon Wilson was wanted for the alleged assault back in November. The suspect, who was not a student, allegedly bypassed security at a campus building before assaulting a female student and running off. Wilson faces charges of second-degree sexual assault, resisting arrest, and disorderly conduct. And people who aren't even in Southeast Wisconsin are being targeted with a scam connected to the Bruce City. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
A text message scam in Milwaukee is tricking people into believing they've got unpaid parking tickets. The text trickery involves the use of malicious links that could compromise personal data and financial information. Officials are advising folks to ignore and delete the messages. There's also a reminder that the city of Milwaukee never communicates about parking tickets via text.
You might have spent lots of time with your family over the last 2 weeks. That can be joyous or stressful, and often a little bit of both. So could setting boundaries help avoid some of that extra stress? Here's Lisa Hale.
Dealing with stress at the holidays is bad enough. There's the hustle and the bustle. But add to it the less than pleasant political conversations that may pop up with extended family and friends, and it can be really tough. Kimberly Johnson of Johnson Counseling says keeping an open mind can help, as can setting boundaries at the start of an event.
If you have somebody that's open and willing to accept what you want to say, my saying is curious, not furious. So be curious, you know, okay, well, you voted for this person. Why? What do you think about this? What about that? Questions. And rather than getting angry and frustrated. And the other thing is that if there is a boundary, set it.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Sunny today with high temperatures reaching the mid-20s. As winds become feisty overnight tonight and throughout tomorrow, dragging our temperatures down to highs near 20. Slapping a wind chill on top of that, it's really going to be feeling more like the single digits. But we'll be sitting pretty under abundant sunshine the entire weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Right now, it's 30.
WRJN. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder this time where she's gone. I wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away, and I know. Sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away.
If the holidays have you all mixed up, for the calendar challenge, today is Thursday. WRJN.
I knew I had to run away. Get down on my knees and pray.
Timeless Hits, WRJN, and the Badgers. They're playing tomorrow. Hear the game starting at 5 on WRJN.
Different names since you've been.
Tunes, timeless hits, WRJN. Let's open up the vault. Here's another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget. A song that hasn't been on the air for a while, but deserves to be. This was a hit, settled in at number 29 in the late 60s for The Fifth Dimension. Same group that gave us Aquarius, Let the Sunshine In, Up, Up and Away, Wedding Bell Blues, One Less Bell to Answer, also gave us this next song, written by Neil Sedaka and Howie Greenfield, his longtime writing partner. It's called Puppet Man. The song, a hit between Up, Up and Away and Stone Soul Picnic for him on WRJN. Another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget heard twice weekdays at 9:45-ish and 1:45-ish on WRJN.
Society.
local news, timeless hits. And as I'm fond of saying, here is CCR on RJN.
News and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Game of love, 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 love. is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The FBI has provided an update on its investigation into the New Orleans truck attacker, Shamsud Dinjabar. CBS's Tony DeCopel is in New Orleans.
The FBI says it believes the truck attacker acted alone and that there is no longer any danger to the public in the New Orleans area. It also said the attacker posted several videos online proclaiming in clear language his support for ISIS, said he had joined ISIS.
Two law enforcement sources tell CBS News Jabbar had an AR-15-style weapon and a handgun with him at the time of his truck attack. The FBI also says it found two improvised explosive devices on Bourbon Street. CBS's Nicole Skanga says agents now believe Jabbar planted those IEDs himself.
Part of the reason the FBI said that they were probing whether or not there were accomplices here is that passerbys, after those improvised explosive devices were placed, they were in coolers, and passerbys were checking them out. They were picking them up. They were looking at them. The FBI there saying that they were placed on New Year's Day around 1 or 2 a.m.
Investigators have not found any connection between the attack in New Orleans and yesterday's truck explosion outside the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas. They say the man who rented the truck was Matthew Livelsberger, an active duty Special Forces intelligence sergeant. Agents are awaiting test results to confirm it was Livelsberger behind the wheel.